Heart of the Cards.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim. Life Day 2022. Adam's going to call Yu-Gi-Oh! We are diving back into Life Day 2021. Does anybody 2022? Remember 2022? I did that last time also. Life Day 2022, which, you know, in reality is the direct successor from Life Day 2021, which I think is the first time we've had a Life Day lead right into another Life Day.
Yeah.
So let's see. Does anybody? Oh my god! Does anybody remember what happened last time?
Yeah, Char Char tried to clean a warehouse.
Uh huh.
With mixed results.
Yeah, mixed results for sure.
Well, we ran to Gus at the bar, right? And he's all down, being mopey, like a little. And then,
like a little sad. He's a little sad.
And his friend showed up. And promised us a space station. We proceeded to interrogate him for said space station.
God.
Yeah, for whatever reason, he didn't want to fucking just give us the space station. He was like, no, Gus has to see it. And we're like, dude, like, let's just give it to him as a gift. And he's like, no, fuck you.
Yeah, no, maybe. Man, you guys have a real different memory about that situation than I do.
Well, I mean, I'm paraphrasing. Obviously, there were some threats involved, but...
Yeah.
I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah.
The guy didn't want to share the space station. Like, what are we going to do? Not fight with him?
He's totally
pretty sure we're going to... Wait, okay. So, we're not doing... The movie isn't, Oh, fuck. What is that?
He's giving Gus the space station. As long as Gus accepts it. But he's not going to give it to people he doesn't know. And then you guys demanded the deed right now. And he's like, I don't have it yet. It's like he just recently won the thing.
No. Wait,
Gus what is that? Us. We are Gus.
Oh no.
What's that Stephen King movie?
Attack of the Shining. Love?
I was convinced that we were doing The Shining for the longest point there.
What? No, you're completely off.
just use that shit.
Obviously now. Like, but we were stuck with that guy. That wanted us to stay in this fucking space station for a night, and he was creeped out by it.
What?
What?
Okay, I don't remember that
part. What?
He kept wanting us to spend a night in the space station.
No, not at all. That's what you kept saying. That's what you specifically kept saying, and I kept telling you, no, not at all. He never asked you to stay anywhere.
So the first half of the first session, I was convinced we were doing The Shining.
You did that to yourself, man. Sorry, guys. I'm still a little sick, so I'm going to sound not
100% we're not weird. Doing The Shining.
No. do you guys remember what you did to Gus? Do you remember what you did to poor Gus?
Yeah, I mean, I feel good.
He's happy now.
We gave him some feel goods.
Yes, we gave him some feel goods.
Yes, it was a group effort.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
While I snuck up on his friend and tried to get him to pee his pants. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Tried.
Yeah, we, and Gus gave Gus drugs.
Oh my god. yeah, you guys remember how many local law enforcement officers that you subdued? That you put to sleep?
You subdued them? I thought we just
killed. Yeah. Yeah, you did.
One of them got away.
Three?
Wow, your memory is poor, my
friend. I think we killed probably like seven.
Eight. You killed eight cops.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, I mean, if Kevin's not killing cops, like, what are we doing with our day?
Oh my god. Like, I mean, you're not entirely wrong.
That's fair, yeah.
Kevin's brooding, and you're just making it worse.
Jar Jar just wanted to fucking clean a warehouse.
Did John ever rejoin us, or is he still from like
oh, our yeah.
point of view? Yeah, he's driving a cop car.
He was riding on your hot dog cart, but kept slamming into the cop car. So then he just got on the cop car and held this hot dog cart as you guys drove back.
Oh, yeah. That's how we got away.
You got in the car and you were hanging on to it out the window or holding on to the car. No, you were holding on to the car.
I'm driving the cop car. Moose is holding on the cop.
I'm sitting on the hot dog cart because I kept trying to navigate or drive it and I failed.
Only one person could truly drive the hot dog cart. And it's not Doc McFozzie either, so don't worry about it.
This is true.
Do we recall where we ended up at the end of the episode, end of the recording?
I do not.
We were about to...
Well, let's take it down the timeline. Y'all killed 8 cops.
Uh-huh.
You heard Imperials were on the way.
They were corrupt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You fled the scene with Lou. I don't believe Gus is... Yeah, is Gus? Yeah, he is. Yeah, oh my god, everyone's with us. Oh my god, I thought Gus was
the gang's all here.
Away. No. I thought Gus was safely away. Oh no.
Real question, what was the name of the planet again?
Kevin Komos.
Yeah, yep.
Named by one of our viewers.
Kevin
great.
Komos.
Komos Riders. No. You guys ended up going to Lou's sister's place.
What's her
just
name?
God damn it, Adam.
Roll for seduction.
What was her name, Adam? Tell me what her name was.
Julia.
Okay.
Blues. Roll for seduction immediately.
Roll for Julia.
All right. Skills. Charm. Fucking nailed it.
No. Hold on.
We haven't gotten to the house yet. The roll doesn't count.
Oh my god.
He still succeeded.
Holy shit. We're not doing that.
What?
All right. Hold on.
What? With fucking how many
you things? All can we please get into the game and stop stuff?
No. Let's talk about how you rolled 8 purple die and I still win.
So y'all ended
Can
up
I
at Julia's house.
Walks in with a air of bravado, please.
I mean, it tracks.
I'm sorry. You guys.
I'll stop after that.
No, okay. Okay. That's it.
It wasn't even a real roll. It was a.
He rolled before the dice pool could be set, so the roll can't count.
Okay, then.
But I think that a compromise is he walks in and he's feeling pretty good about how the cleaning at the warehouse went.
I will give him some degree of bravado. So, your beard is looking slightly more machismo.
It's got like kind of flecks of gray in it for some weird ass reason.
Sure. Well, it's because you were eating a sandwich earlier, and it's just bread.
You'd have to look real close to understand that.
So, y'all have been at Julia's since the early morning when you arrived, because I believe the sun was coming up when you guys left? Am I not? Mm-hmm. So you guys made it to Julia's. It's late in the morning at this point. Julia's in the house. You guys are in a barn that Lou has so graciously hooked you up with. Gus has been taken into the house. He is sleeping off whatever you monsters have done to him. He's now slightly addicted to G-Ricknet, and he doesn't even know why. Thanks to good Dr. Pi. Good Dr. Ragbazi. He'll never know.
You don't even really know that he's addicted to that either. does he?
No, that's what I'm saying. He has no idea that he's addicted.
That's the beauty of it.
That's it. The true beauty is the friendship we made along the way.
Only Ragbazi will be... Ragbazi is going to be the only doctor ever able to like make him feel better.
Because I'm secretly going to train him to submit to my will.
Oh my god. Is this your Sith arc? All right. So Lou comes back out to the barn. Oh my god, you guys, that was crazy. Gus isn't looking like he's very happy right now. He's gonna be sleeping it off in Julia's. Y'all aren't allowed in the house, especially you. And he points at Char Char.
I mean, I am pretty dirty from cleaning that warehouse, so that makes sense.
I don't understand you.
He cleaned the warehouse.
He did a good job.
What have you all done to get Gus in such an attitude? He used to love crime, and now he's like, he doesn't even want a space station now. What have you done to him?
Crime? We were cleaning a warehouse. What are you talking about?
No, I mean,
I am offended.
Before you got here, like, he was in the bar crying about something like, y'all ruined his chances with the Xan Consortium.
Oh, those losers?
They're losers. We don't care about them.
You don't even know what you're talking about. You guys are.
Char-Char is nodding with Kevin Costner when he says that.
Listen, I'm not one to disagree, but Gus, you know, he had it in his heart. You know, he really wanted to be part of an organization. You know, all the times we tried to start a group here on the planet, like, it always fell apart. Someone was always snitching someone out, or couldn't stick around after the first or second job because it was too crazy.
Well, lucky for us, none of us are snitching.
Char-Char will like agree with Doc Zazz and say,
he's got that right now with us.
I mean, clearly not. I've never seen Gus like done, you know. How'd you lose this opportunity for this other gang for him? What'd you do?
I don't like your questions.
he's clearly wearing new pants also, by the way.
Kevin Costner will... What kind of intimidation check can I do to make him stop asking questions about the past?
Dear God.
And if that's not acceptable, can I try to make something, like, pull something to me from the outside of the room?
You're trying to do what now?
I want to intimidate him to make him stop asking questions.
All right, well,
can I give him a boost for being his hype man in the background? It's like, what have we done? We've done everything. What have you done for Gus?
Yeah, sure, that's fine. Roll probably coercion, right?
Oh god, this is gonna be terrible. Yeah, okay, that's fine. This is gonna be so bad.
Go for it. Three advantages. listen. I'm not trying to offend you. And you can tell he's clearly scared of Kevin Costner, but he's not, like... He's trying not to let it show. I've never seen Gus so bad. I thought maybe we could figure out what went wrong and try to fix it. I don't know.
Behind Kevin, Doc Ragbazi's gonna step out of his shadow. Kind of chin up.
Jeez.
Kind of chin up, like crazy-eyed, half lazily holding on to a syringe and I'm pointing at Lou? Is this Lou I'm talking to?
Yeah.
I'm talking to Lou. But what have you done to him?
I kept him from getting shot while you crazies were killing all those law enforcement. All the cops back there.
Churchill will chime in and say,
I do that all the time. What
That's
else is
not reassuring.
Reassuring. I keep him from getting shot.
No, I thought you meant you did that a lot by getting into a bunch of gunfights with cops. Because no, I believe.
Well,
I'm pretty sure Gus has been shot in your custody before, actually.
Well, yeah, but there are plenty of other times where he hasn't been shot.
Which one are you, Cha-Cha? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't believe you. I've heard stories.
Well, you know what? I don't believe you.
Oh, okay, well. You know, I'm trying to move the plot along and ask the right questions, but you guys just don't seem to want to leave this barn.
It's comfortable here.
Doc Saz will walk up beside him and put an arm around his shoulder and say, listen, there was a deal with this kid. Kevin doesn't want to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
We had a rough go of it. But if we can get our hands on this spaceport, we can give Gus the organization he wants.
All right, well, there's one more thing that might really help out. And now that we have a crew, essentially, we might be able to pull this off. This is a warehouse that Gus and I always used to spy out, and it's a respectable, reputable place, but...
Was it the one we cleaned?
No.
Okay.
There's parts of the inventory that just don't make sense or don't show up. There's too many rooms for too little of what they report. We've been watching for a while. Well, Gus has always wanted to get in there, find out what's in there. And because whatever it is, people that be put that are putting stuff in there, some of them are weapons runners, some of them
check
are
against Lou.
Informants.
No, hold yes,
on.
Maybe.
I'm looking for his stats. Hold on.
Okay.
Go ahead and stealth.
Listen, Lou, my old friend, what kind of race of people would you say run this warehouse?
That is the most disturbing question I think I've been asked in a long time, but...
Answer him.
Oh my god! He has no idea where you are still with all that success. I don't know, there's... John, do you have a trophy you're looking for specifically?
No, not yet.
Yeah, I gotta think. Well, there's you know, humans, Gand, Togruta, Weequay, there's some Klaatuinians.
How about Zexto?
Maybe the IT guy? I don't know. I don't know a lot. I mean, racist. Just... Okay, I'm not the one asking what races work there.
Can you write all that down on a piece of paper?
Oh,
I'd like to do my research before we head in.
How about
the more Excel information, the better. You're trying to send us in blind, Lou? Are you setting us up?
Where are you?
I'm everywhere.
I'm trying to think of what else I said there. Togruta, Weequay, Klaatuinian, humans.
Miralukin?
Sure.
Zexto.
No.
What? They don't have an IT guy?
What are those big, big dudes with the horns on their chin?
Balchinians?
Hornchinians.
Oh, but listen, like, there's different types of shady individuals that have storage in here. So, you know, there could be weapons, there could be information. I mean, we could stumble upon some sort of... Who knows what we could stumble upon? The mystery box could be anything. It could be a boat.
So you want us to steal something that you have no idea and zero clue about it?
Well, listen, this is something Gus has always wanted, too. So it's like... Maybe if he hears, even if there's nothing in there, and he's like, oh, we made it in, Gus. You'll never believe it. But if we do get in, and there is something, and we can acquire it, well then, you know, maybe Gus will, now that you have inventory for the space station.
So when you say we, you're going to help out too?
I mean, I'm here, aren't I? I can't let you guys, you won't even know where to go.
Royal we, or like, you know.
Stop drinking, okay? He looks at you with the bottle of Karelian whiskey half tanked.
Yeah, how did you know?
Char-Char's always drinking. You said that yourself.
Yeah, right?
I'm gonna appear from the shadows next to Char-Char and just scratch him behind the ear and say, oh, you're a good boy. Don't listen to him. Scritch, scritch, scritch.
He's talking to you, Char-Char.
I know. Okay. Char-Char will look nonplussed, but continue drinking.
I'd say that was a positive result, Pi. What was I saying?
What's the local police presence looking like?
Well, here's the thing. It just so happens to be across town from all of the bullshit y'all did last night. This morning, just hours ago.
Listen, Lou, I gotta say, I was the one that was mostly hands-off in that situation.
I don't even know where you were in that situation. You were in the building, and then you were out of the building.
Look here, we asked the questions, Lou.
He's... he like, ducks away from it, flinches away from you. When you Listen, I'm telling you, it would mean a lot to Gus. And it would also mean a lot to me. And, like, I can't... I'm not really bowling you over. I've only got a short time left.
We're not denying the job, Lou. We just need more information. I feel like you're leading us astray. We're going in blind.
Okay, so roll perception?
Two success, two threats.
Well, I mean, I suppose recently they've had, like, they've you know, undergone a management change or something. Securities might be a little tighter. I know they got big old wolf dogs, like, got like a, I don't know where they imported them from, but big wolf dogs and these big guards that follow them. But it just seems to be, you know, the pair of them at a time. Like, there's not like three guards all walking together. It's like a beastmaster and the beast kind of thing.
I'm going to nudge Doug's ass. Wolf dogs. We'll take it. The space station.
What'd you say?
We'll take it. The space station.
If Gus wants it, sure, but we need to... If we're going to try and convince him,
Gus wants this.
No, I literally just spoke with him. He's been telling me how much he doesn't want it. Like, the whole, like, 12 hours we've been here.
Listen, how long have you known Gus?
We need to knock off this warehouse. Get Gus back on board.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're good.
We gotta get Gus's groove back.
Groove? Gus needs a new groove. Like, he lost his groove. He needs to get it back.
The movie.
Oh my god, is that the movie?
No, that's absolutely not.
It's
the Emperor's New Groove.
Listen, if he already has, you know, whatever's in there, if it's weapons, if he already has a stockpile of weapons, if it's information, he's already got a network of information to start from. I mean, the Imperial store stuff in there too, so there could be Imperial, like, records. Who knows what's in there?
Cheshire's gonna go,
so, how does the sunlight hit right at the beginning of, you know,
What are you talking about?
Yeah, like, when it rotates around the sun, the space station,
He turns away from Char Char, so you guys never won.
Is it just right?
Zach, you know the Emperor's New Groove. Is it a
Christmas movie? Right? I'm not talking about the space station anymore until we have something to put in it, you know?
Do you have the drugs for Gus? Gus's drugs?
Oh my god.
We'll do it. I'll do it, at least. I don't know about the rest of these guys, but I'm in. I'll knock this place over.
Would you say that there's a chance that Kevin could find out where that kid went if he goes to this place?
Good question.
I'm not saying it's not a possibility.
Kevin will nod his head and, like, start walking like he's going to leave.
Well, I mean, I know the consortium has been dropping stuff off also. They also have some stuff in this. Is it possible they could have records, information? I don't know if they'd have it on a kid or not, but does this kid have connections to the consortium in some way?
Yes.
Sure.
Lou, I thought we already discussed that Kevin doesn't want to talk about the kid.
He's literally just, like, shaking now. All right. Let's go. We probably shouldn't take the cop car. We could take my sister's minivan.
What?
No, you disagree? You what? But you got a better idea?
How cool is the minivan? This is out of character.
You just hear, whoop, whoop. Doc Rekbazi, can you describe what this looks like as if it were the hot dog cart, but it's not? It's a giant van?
Does Does it go whoop, whoop? That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop.
It's a large, square-shaped, stainless steel-covered box van.
This dude, how that, sad does Jar Jar feel when he looks at it?
He hasn't even heard what it looks like yet.
It's got like some red orange thrusters that hold it like a foot off the ground, right?
Yeah.
It's got a rear spoiler that doesn't quite look like a wing. It's more of a bar.
Okay.
Actually, when you look at it closer, it resembles a really large cart.
It is. It's underglowed out the ass.
Almost as if it was meant to haul much.
It was just meant to haul, that's all.
Yeah.
That's what the bumper sticker says, meant to haul, that's all. It has no windows, right? It's correct. All like sensors from the, there's view screens on the inside. Correct. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, how do you, we could take the van. Whoop, whoop.
Oh. Kevin will nod and get in the van.
So how, again, how sad does Jar Jar feel? Looking at the van?
Well, how much do you appreciate the Doc's hot dog cart?
A lot.
Okay, then probably pretty happy.
Oh, cool.
You probably assume there's hot dogs inside.
Are there hot dogs inside?
Can I roll perception? You'll have to get inside and find out.
I want to roll perception.
Okay.
I'm already getting in the van while he's doing this.
Yeah, roll perception, Adam. Roll perception.
Shotgun.
Oh, no.
No, there's no hot dogs, but...
Sure, sad.
There is an air freshener that is hot dog.
Oh! Back in the game.
Oh, you really can tell when it's hot out, you know?
I'm just gonna get in the back and like, give it a good old sniff. This'll do.
Smells like home. The Rodians, what do you want? So Gus, you know, Lou hops in and y'all take off to the where? It's not fuzzy for y'all, right?
It loaded.
Still taking a minute for me. There we go.
Sort of Mayan ruin?
This is...
It's a warehouse.
It's a warehouse.
It's a Mayan warehouse.
Yeah.
Did they predict where the world ends there?
This is
where the gods come down in their space chariots. Where's the guy with the crazy hairdo, though? He's definitely supposed to be...
Adam, you're talking.
I don't have a crazy hairdo. I have no hair.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right. Y'all have reached this warehouse. There's a big Adaska logo across the top of the warehouse. Like, this is owned by the Adaska Corporation.
Wait, why is that name? Why is that name familiar?
I don't know. Why is that name familiar? Adam, shut up. You'll have to
dig deep within the crevices of your...
Gross, dude.
Game lore knowledge.
It is familiar.
Yeah, like almost.
Actually,
to a giant spaceport where
I will. I will. Shut up, Adam. I will give you a difficulty 3. What kind of a check would this be?
Now that we raided that spaceport.
Probably like a discipline check for Doc.
We got the junk.
It would be Char Char, Doc, Reg Bozzi, and Kevin Costner who would make this.
And then. Choked out? Someone probably got choked out, too. Wait.
What kind of check am I making here? Discipline?
Why does Jar Jar have...
Discipline.
This?
Discipline. No, Adam remembers this.
Boom. That should be a boost die because I remember it.
No. Drunken recall is a hell of a thing.
Fuck.
All right, we're disciplined. Okay. Hurry up so I can have a roll for John, because I have to lower the difficulty.
Can I use a light side point?
Yeah.
You use it for this?
I upgraded it. Go for it.
He needed it.
John, if you want to know anything about the Idaska Corp, you can also go ahead and roll a easy, because you're not looking for the same type of information.
Listen, Pi, you can't always rely on Heart of the Cards.
John, you've been too far
out. This dog right here
in the outer reaches of space for too long. Idaska doesn't really ring a bell, but you get the feel that they do something.
They do something.
It's some sort of big corporation. Like, you maybe you've seen the name on boxes, places, but you couldn't for the life of you remember what they actually do. Everybody else, Idaska Corp is one of the labs you infiltrated in, like, the very beginning of our OG game.
Oh, yeah.
Where you found all of the...
Yeah.
Where you found all the information about Char-Char.
Did Char-Char start having PTSD flashbacks?
What's your role? I mean, I get you all probably have some pretty gnarly flashbacks.
Can I say... Doc Rock Bizey just sees the logos. Like,
no, not again. He falls for a second.
And I'm going to stab myself with my needle.
Char-Char.
No.
Do you need to roll something for that?
Yeah, is resilience. It?
Is it, what is it, average?
I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, I'm not talking to you.
I'm taking drugs, Adam. One second.
As you will. Mouse, why are you looking so
cool? You want to use the light side for that?
Me? No, I'm straight roll.
Alright, you're good. Ooh. Ooh, a threat. This is for addiction? What drug was this again? I need to look this
up. Oh, gosh. Why did it open up all those tabs? I don't think... Do I suffer a strain? Because I think failure is when it...
It is a failure. It is a failure.
Failure worsens my addiction, so I would assume this is just the strain or something to that effect.
Yeah, that's fine. You're going to take a setback die on your next roll, whatever it is.
Oh, God, what happened? What? Oh, okay.
What?
No, I think we're fine.
What?
Oh, oh, the jolly man will.
Oh, my God. Okay, we got to move on.
At the country bar.
Okay, real quick question, though. Do we rest at Julia's house, or do we just go straight from warehouse to warehouse?
I'll say you guys probably have your strain all recovered. All your strain is recovered.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay. Your wounds, if you have any wounds, they probably aren't. But strain would be recovered.
All right, okay.
Excellent.
So you're not taking any strain now, Pi? You're just taking a setback die on your next roll, whatever it is?
Oh, yeah, I'm a doctor. Do you need some healing?
No. Doc Rock Basil was just looking a little haggard there until... until I recovered my strain.
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh,
let's see here. So you guys all show up. Lou is here. All right. What we're looking for is probably going to be in the back somewhere. I mean, I don't know where they keep it in the warehouse. It's only like... It's two stories, but the lowest story is just, like, offices. So we gotta get up to the second story and then, you know, find a room to start going. How do you guys want to get in here?
Through the door?
I don't think they're gonna let us just walk into the...
You say that.
Char-Char will walk up to the door.
I'm gonna climb up on Char-Char's back before he does that.
Yep.
I would like to stealth away. Like, be nearby, but away. I don't want to be seen as they're walking through a front door.
Let's go, buddy.
Oh, my God.
He'll go to high-five Doc Rick Posse.
He just grabs your hand and climbs up you.
Char-Char will knock on the door.
Hold on. I gotta get a stealth roll. Probably for the most perceptive thing here. All right, go for it there, Kevin Costner. Two success and an advantage. Very nice. Yeah, so you find a nice little place that's pretty inconspicuous and disappear. And as you all are walking up, there's a little guard shack before his place is surrounded by a fence. And, I mean, it's just like a regular fence. It doesn't look too crazy. And the guard's sitting there, whoa, hey, where y'all going? You can't just walk in here.
Listen, I'm here to We're plumbers.
Yeah? No one told me about any plumbers, and you don't really look like plumbers. Listen,
do you think they would talk about it?
But there's leaky pipes on the second floor. You can either let's go in and fix it, or you can tell your boss. Up to you.
There's some shit everywhere, bud.
I mean, I'd rather get that fixed before it creates a mess that you can't clean up.
Churchill will go to fist bump Doc Rick Bozzy.
He's right on your back, so it's not too hard. Imagine he goes down and you go up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let me see who is going to be the person responding. I need stats.
Good. Are the stats good?
Would you say that they're good?
All right, so you're trying to do what now? Persuade them? Or deceive them?
Skullduggery, I would imagine.
It's either deception or it's negotiation, but you're going to have to tell me what you're negotiating.
I'll say deception. I think that's fair deception.
Yeah.
It's perception. That's a cunning? No,
deception.
No, I know.
I was just trying. Oh man, I was just trying to boost Char's role by assisting him.
Yeah, go ahead and make.
I want to use.
I'll let you boost him. Yeah, go for it. Give me that point right back.
Yeah, that's fine. As soon as I find it.
If I haven't mentioned it before, we have 7 pips for the Destiny Pool. They are now 4 light and 3 dark. Go ahead and roll your. Deception. Char. That's what I was hoping. I don't remember calling for any. I don't remember any plumbers on the way. Let me call up and check on that.
Is he inside the guard shack and like we're talking to him through a window?
It's not a window. It's just literally just like a square in a little booth. There's a little like computer in there and stuff.
Cool.
So like we can physically reach him, right?
Yeah, he's at the back of the shack. You probably have to like dive in after him, but yeah, you could reach him. And he's reaching towards this this like little like radio on the wall. I'm just
gonna whisper to Char, toss me.
It's done.
Let's say it's gonna be average with a setback because you're throwing it through a hole, and it's gonna be against your coordination.
Can I? As he's talking to me, can I use my force to steady myself and give him a boost on the throw?
Ooh. I will give him a boost, and I'll let you. I'll also add a force die because it'll narratively help me out if something poorly with the force die.
Okay, so that means I commit one, right?
No. I'm just gonna He's throwing you. You don't have to really focus. I added it to this pool for him to roll his coordination.
Okay. I want to use a light side point for this.
Yeah. Go for it. Success and a dark side. You can choose to use the dark side point if you want. It can add either a success or an advantage, or we can just choose to ignore it. But if you use it, it will you'll suffer, I believe, strain and conflict.
I'll do it. One conflict or two?
Hold on. Let me double check what cost is.
Oh my.
Oh, so technically you're supposed to use a destiny point. Now I've never made you guys do that before.
Yeah.
I think what we normally do is 2 strain and a conflict.
Just like one conflict?
Well, it depends, right? This is inconsequential. So it's like one conflict seems plenty. For this, but you still take 2 strain.
2 strain.
Now, if you were using it to, like, be super malicious about something, the conflict cost would increase.
No, I'm just trying to hit him and knock him down. Yeah, I'm trying to be the projectile to knock him down.
Mm-hmm. 2 strain and a conflict, and you can add an advantage to make this, this success a little more flourishy.
A little more successy.
Mm-hmm. So now sure, you can, yeah. with this advantage, I'll let you describe what happens when Char throws you.
Yeah, so it's not like, so you'd imagine like you'd throw like a spear, right? But realistically, from a distance, it looks like he's casting a net, like he's fishing.
Oh my God.
As I get splayed out and spiral in and just somehow twist through the hole and just land on the guard.
Oh, what are you doing? You are now on top of this guard. I need y'all to roll. We're gonna roll initiative.
I'm assuming I'm prepared.
You and Char-Char are prepared. Everybody else roll vigilance. All right. Let me get all this up. Sending. All right. So three PCs can go before the PC goes. NPC.
Cool.
Now
we're both prone on the ground. I'm on top of him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to...
For the moment, you used your force point. What the fuck? Adam? Is that you?
Yes.
No.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, so you had to use your force power just for a moment to guide yourself in there.
Okay.
And so yeah, you are prone on top of it.
Cost the maneuver to get up and all that, right? Yeah. I refuse that. Action. I just want to continue grappling this guy and keep him down.
Okay, let me figure that.
We're like, oh, I'm sorry. It's so slippery out there.
So it's going to be, oh my God. It's going to be a brawl versus brawl, but I'm going to give you an upgrade for that because of everything that just happened. One failure, two threat. You're trying to like wrap him up a bit and he just kind of pushes you over, and because you aren't focused on like your lower half, you just kind of slide off. As you're slapping at him, he kind of pushes you away.
It's slippery in here too.
Who's going next?
Kevin would like to use the chaos to go in the building while they're distracted.
The door on the back is locked, so you have to go in the window or find a way through.
Oh no. Oh no.
Yep, like go in the warehouse or go in the same building as me and the guard?
If I could go in the main building, I would.
I mean, either way, they're both locked. You either have to have the there's a little scanner port for like a badge. You either have to be able to get in with a badge or...
Okay, how far away would you say I am from the guard shack if in my tucked away alcove?
Definitely close distance.
Okay. I would like to maneuver,
mm-hmm.
climb into the shack.
Oh, through the window?
Yes.
Yeah. It's gonna be an average. We'll just do an average athletics roll.
I just want to climb in. Oh no, athletics! Oh God.
Well, it's like a window opening. Like.
Oh well, I'll walk up to the window and not climb in, and I will. Take two strain to pull my gun out, and I will shoot this guard that's on the ground.
Jesus Christ.
You said you pushed me off of him, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, thank God.
And I do have a silencer on this as well. So
it's true. So, man, close range, I'm pretty sure it's just... There's going to be a setback, though, because he's like, him and Ragbazi are all slipping and sliding around.
Okay.
This is going to be the easiest roll I think you've ever had to make to shoot.
Okay. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Two successes and three advantage, which is enough to crit.
We are going to crit him.
He's dead. You have killed this guard. How do you... What? You pull out your gun, and then what?
Evan just looks and says, "We don't have time for this," and shoots the guard. He literally, Kevin is focused. He thinks that he can find information on where this kid's hiding. So he's like, he's sold on this, and this is gonna make or break if our friend survives as well.
You said your weapon is silenced?
Yes, it is. I have a silencer on there.
Nice. So I'm gonna assume I'm unaware that you shot him.
I mean, except apart from the splat, that is, you probably got sprayed a little bit.
So like, how good Larry, hold on, I'm so sorry. Char-Char, I'm a lethal weapon. Never toss me again.
he'll pat him on the back and say,
okay, it's okay, bud.
I mean, I'm assuming I am feeling some kind of way.
Yeah.
For my earlier actions, so I'm just not aware what's going on.
Yeah, you're also pretty drugged up at this point, so yeah, you're just like, what have I done? What
is the guard?
All over the floor. They were.
Zaxto.
They were Mira Lucan, basically green-skinned humans with.
I'm gonna.
Or not Mira Lucan. I'm sorry, Miri Allen is the green.
I was like, what? He let us get the drop on him as a Mira Lucan?
I'm gonna poke my head out the window. Zaz, Mary Lynn's down. I need your help. I'm a lethal weapon.
I need you to give me a perception check. I'm gonna put some setback on there.
Me?
Yeah, yeah, perception.
Can I roll Xenology to know that he's Mary Allen?
Well, no, this is for something different. This is something just for me. But you can roll that afterward. But yeah, you don't notice that Kevin Costner's gun is literally pointing in the booth still. Like, you don't even notice it. You know it's a Miri Allen. Not many species are like green with the same geometrical tattoos all over.
Male or female? I landed on him, he's bleeding everywhere.
I'll let you guys roll Xenology if you be average.
Treasure doesn't.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's a Miri Allen. I can't tell anymore.
No, you can't tell. You're pretty sure, but you don't know.
Can I take the guard's uniform and key card? Do they have a key card?
They give me a perception check. Yeah, the uniform has no blood on it. Kevin Costner is professional, and clipped to the hip is a like a little badge on one of those, like a little extendo snap back. Like
all the blood's on Doug Rakazi.
Oh yeah, it's just like, oh yeah, and the wall. But yes. So slippery. Yeah. You have to get in there, though. You either have to convince Ragbazi to let you in, or you have to go in through the window or break the door down or something.
Why did you have to throw me so hard?
Charger is going to break the door down.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Wait. Yeah, Charger is going to break the door down.
That's a Charger cool move.
Go for it, big guy.
I mean, we've got the key right here, but all right.
Is there a key? Did Charger see the key?
I've already been telling you what's been going on. You need to roll this now. You told me you were doing it. You're doing it. Unless someone stops you, you're doing this.
I'm going to put my hand on his shoulder and be like, listen, the guard has a key. Ragbazi, can you hand me the key out
here? I'm just like crying this as I hand it.
Kevin, control that guy.
I need a resilience check from Dog Ragbazi.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Resilience?
Yeah.
Where is it? There it is. Failure.
You are inconsolable. You just like... You're there's so many tears in your eyes, you couldn't see a key card if you tried. Like...
1 minute, he's talking.
I mean,
Kevin, the key card, please.
I wanna roll. Can I roll like a D4
for what?
Positive or even?
Just you tell me what you want, and I will set. I will tell you how we can do the dice.
Well, Charger is like, I'm like 50-50 on whether Charger would hop the desk to get that key card or just rip the door off its hinges.
Sure, roll a d4.
Evens, he rips the door off its hinges. Odds, he doesn't.
Attempts to rip the door off its hinges.
All right, well.
We underestimate.
You need to get Doc Rag. So you just push Doc's ass out of the way. And go for this. Oh, please give me some fucking bread to work with. Why don't you just roll?
Yeah, I'll just roll athletics. Is that fine?
Exactly what you're gonna do. 2 success and 3 beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, you ripped the door right off the hinges, bud.
Nice. Nailed it.
We did it, Reddit.
Still wailing.
The door is now open.
Doc Zaz leans his forehead against the wall and just starts slowly thumping it.
But now you are more than capable of putting that uniform on and,
Are there any alarms going off right now?
I mean, why not? Like, we could have just opened it with a key, but we're ripping the door off.
Hey, bud, you don't know.
You don't know?
You don't hear anything right now.
Can I see anything blaring on?
You had 3 threat. I'm not giving you anything.
Well, I want to roll perception.
No, I'm sorry, dude. 3 threat. That's a critical.
You see Talkback Bozzy sobbing hysterically.
Now it's really slippery in there. Was that you unzipping your pants? What the fuck was that?
That was Char Char slipping on the floor.
Oh, God.
Can I give Rag Bozzy a shot of his juice?
Yeah. I mean, of his juice or something you've got on you?
I'll let you decide before I make a comment.
A sedative that I have on me, but like a mild sedative.
You're only giving him like a quarter dose. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, stick him.
Good choice, because I was about to say all my syringes are not marked in my fanny pack.
Oh, wow. I didn't change. I meant you could just do it. I didn't want to make you roll. But you succeeded. And that's way harder roll than it should have been.
And I was just,
Yeah, you know, you're sad, but like now it's just like everything's kind of sad, so it doesn't really matter.
Now everything's sad.
The world is just kind of, it's just part of what happens in the world.
It's okay. Matter.
It's what is matter.
You are Eeyore now.
Okay.
Now that he's a little bit calmer, I'm going to just whisper in his ear, listen, it wasn't you. Kevin put him down.
Oh. Okay.
Kevin, will you roll me a perception check?
I would love to roll you a perception check.
Actually, Doc's asked if you want to, you can also roll. Yeah, there's a little flashing under the desk, and you can also hear something vibrating like on the guard's badge. You're pretty sure some sort of alarm was triggered.
All right, listen, guys. I want to put on this guard's uniform. I need you guys to hide in case there's guards coming here.
Okay.
I'll stand in the booth.
Kevin nods like and goes to hide.
Near here?
Kevin goes to hide, and what is Char Char say?
Is there a locker near here?
Char Char, there's sand everywhere. Just go put your head in it.
There is not a locker in this galaxy big enough for Char Char.
Char Char buries his head in the sand.
There's no sand, it's snow.
That works too.
Kevin Costner just goes right back to the same hiding spot. I'm not gonna make you roll for it. That was a good roll last time. No, Char Char, really though, what are you doing? Are you just gonna like find a snowbank to dive behind or something?
Yeah, he is gonna just dive into
like the where they plowed.
Nope, just right nearest drift.
Yeah, where they plowed.
That's not a drift.
Adam,
snow mound.
Okay, no, he said a drift. It's gonna be a lot harder for him to hide now. I tried. Adam, give me a stealth roll. And Doc Agbazi, what are you doing?
It's nighttime.
Yeah, it's night.
Okay, I run off and try to stealth into the night.
God damn, Char-Char, how the hell did you succeed to stealth?
Hard, bro.
Yeah, but you also have, that's also 3 threat, so you definitely left some footprints.
What the fuck? But there's 4 success.
Yeah.
Can I say
that you're hidden, but you left a trail.
Okay,
if another...
But, mm-hmm. With my 4 success, can I say that Char-Char's, like, with the wind that's kicking up, can I say that it looks maybe like Womp Rat tracks?
There's no Womp Rat that big.
I was gonna say, there's no way in fuck someone's gonna mix a Womp Rat track with Char Char's big fat foot, okay?
But
no way in hell.
They've gotta look at it close.
You're in combat boots, you said it repeatedly.
I didn't say anything about
combat boots. Okay, in your previous
tracks.
No. You also got threat.
Can I make them think that it's a Wookiee?
There's no time for this. I need to know what Drakbazi's doing. You don't have time for thinking.
I'm running off and stealthing into the night. Is it the same difficulty?
Yeah, it's going to be the same difficulty.
I got 4 fucking success. Come on.
My 2 advantages. Can I try to dust Char-Char's tracks as I run off into the night?
You manage to, like, run around. You run around the tracks first, right? So it just looks like the guard was, like, walking in circles in front of, like, the walkway. And then you take off. So it looks like he was actually doing his job, but he wasn't doing his job. So, yeah. That actually is going to help. Yeah.
4 success, Zach.
Yes, which means you are hidden. 3 threat means something happened. You left a trail. Drakbazi got some advantage. He fixed your mistake.
Good.
Since I am wearing the guard's uniform, can I put my...
his face on?
Ghillie suit.
Can you do what? Can I put
my ghillie suit over the top of the dead guard in this shack?
Yeah, I'll get... Ooh. Yeah, that's fine. Why is there a bush in the guard shack, man?
Can anyone see me from the group?
No.
Nope.
No. They're all behind you except Char-Char, who's not going to be able to see you.
I would like to shift and take on the appearance of the guard.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like it's easy now, resilience check. And however much strain. Yep, perfect. Success, 2 advantage. Yeah, man, you even got the tattoos down. Like, you had enough time to study him before his head disappeared, that, you know, you're pretty sure that you can get the tattoos and everything. And just as you finish shifting and turn around, you see this giant wolf and this guy with, you know, walking with it on a leash move towards the guard check. And with that, we're going to take a break.
Here we are again on a bang around.
All right, and we'll call it there. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please leave a like, rating, and review as it helps us get our show spread out a little bit more. And check out our links. You can find our link tree at linktr.ee/Tales of the Outer Rim, where you can find our website, our socials, all the places you can hear the show, our Twitter. Everything will be there. We also want to say thanks to Steph Makepeace for doing the music for the show. She does a great job, and we really appreciate it. Have a good day, have a good week, and may the force be with you. Thank you.